This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver City Council is backing Senator Michael Bennett in a push to get the Food and Drug Administration to reform its policy on blood donations for men who have sex with men. Currently, FDA policy states men who have sex with men cannot donate blood within 3 months after their last sexual encounter. Advocates for changing the policy say it's antiquated and discriminatory. In January, the Red Cross declared the country was facing its worst blood shortage in a decade. A bill to ban flavored tobacco products in Colorado is advancing through the state legislature. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The bill would prohibit the sales of flavored cigarettes and vaping products. Supporters say companies have used flavors like cotton candy or menthol to target and hook young Coloradans and those in communities of color, something the industry denies. The bill won approval from majority Democrats on a 7-4 vote in the Appropriations Committee and then a vote in the full House. It was amended to also include flavored rolling papers. Its fate is still uncertain. It needs to pass another vote in the House and then the Senate. Governor Jared Polis has said he opposes the bill, saying the issue should be dealt with at the local level. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche broke records during their emphatic win over the Nashville Predators in Game 1 of the NHL playoffs. Colorado broke a franchise playoff record, scoring 5 goals in the first period to take a commanding lead.
Scamper in. Here's McCullough's goal. He scores! You've got to be kidding me! Cale Makar freed himself at the point!
The game ended 7-2. The Avs lead the series 1-0 with the teams playing again Thursday. Right now in Denver, it's 40 degrees with light rain in the area. In Colorado Springs, it's 55 degrees. And in Grand Junction, it's 40 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.